Raio de Histórias, uma produção sonora da Ciclaveiro, onde se abrem as portas da casa da bicicleta a vidas em cima de duas rodas, a histórias sobre uma paixão que nos deixa voar mais alto e nos traz uma enorme paz. As ideias, os projetos, os desafios do futuro, com um olhar sobre as cidades e a questão da mobilidade. Os sons das correntes, das campainhas, das buzinas que nos ligam e o desfrutar de um tempo sem tempo definido, com um guiador que nos leva a lugar incerto. Esse lugar é aqui. Ajuste o seu selim e deixe-se ficar. Está na hora de sentir o vento na cara e de bicicletas falar. Olá e bem-vindos ao Raio de Histórias, o podcast da Casa de Bicicleta. Este episódio é algo especial, um especial internacional e talvez se repita com outros países, mas desta vez é a Bélgica, que nos trouxe duas estudantes de Erasmus em Terapia da Fala na Universidade de Aveiro, a Alina e a Birgit. Vieram até aqui à casa partilhar as suas vivências e a experiência na sua cidade, Ghent, já que agora vivem por aqui, em Aveiro. Por lá, respira-se bicicleta por todo o lado e tentamos perceber que diferenças vão sentindo enquanto pedalam por caminhos e estradas portuguesas. Infelizmente, ainda não dominam a língua portuguesa e a conversa desenrola-se em inglês. Deixámos algumas fotos que podem consultar durante ou depois do podcast para melhor terem uma ideia do que nos falam. Continuamos também, à semelhança do último episódio, na companhia musical de BW Colors, um projeto de Pedro Guerra, desta feita com Changing Particles. Estacionem ou arranquem a pedal, mas agora vamos à conversa. Obrigado por aparecerem e toca ligar o tradutor.
That's one of the questions I have for you.
Okay.
So, in front of me, I have two... I'm speaking English. Sim, estou a falar inglês. Estou a falar inglês porque à minha frente tenho duas pessoas que ainda não compreendem o português completamente. E então, se calhar vamos mudar para o inglês, será melhor. Toda esta... sessão do Raio de Histórias será em inglês, talvez teremos uma tradução no futuro ou não, mas vou mudar o chip para o inglês. So, here we are to another session of Raio de Histórias. I have two guests here and I will give them space to present themselves. They are looking at me with two eyes maybe thinking, what are we doing here in Casa da Bicicleta, near a cicloficina with a lot of tools behind us and two bikes? One of you, who are you?
Okay, my name is Alina. I'm from Belgium. I'm a student. I study Terapia da Fala in the University of Aveiro for one semester.
Yeah, it's the same for me actually. I'm Birgit and I am also from Belgium and I also study Terapia da Fala and also here in Aveiro, so for one semester as an Erasmus student.
Okay, and
if I speak about the courses that we follow, there's are more practical and more yeah, it makes more sense than in our university in Belgium. And also, like, I noticed, like, Portuguese people are much opener and much enthusiastic and much more, like, than Belgian people.
I think you mean much more, hi, here am I, if you need something, I can help.
Okay.
If there is any problem, call me, text me, I will help you.
So, you are here because of many things. Cycling, bicycles, stories, experiences. And I have some questions for you, and I would like to hear your experiences, your stories. And one of them is about what is your perception of the roads, of the cars, and the bikes as a whole. In Aveiro, I think it's the main experience that you have in a city, but mainly, but comparing, of course, to Belgium, the respect between who goes walking and who goes cycling and who goes driving. Do you have anything to say about it?
My experience from Aveiro is that it's a car city, and I think the cars get a lot of attention and they are building more parking lots, and I think the cars are doing well. Yeah. But the bicycles, that's another story.
Yeah, and you also see sometimes alternatives than a car or a bicycle. You have like a step or something. But it's, if you could compare it to Belgium, it's just so, different. So less cars in Belgium, in our city, again, it's less cars, more alternatives than you can see. You see more steps or, I don't know, and a lot more bicycles, for sure.
Do you think it's only the people that make the difference?
No. I think this city...
The main difference for you?
The city isn't quite ready for a lot of bicycles, like the infrastructure of the roads. Mm-hmm. Like, also, we are also experienced by biking to the university. We don't always feel safe.
No, not at all.
That's a good point we have to discuss. Your experience back home, what were your lives in moving terms?
I take my bike to go everywhere.
Okay, there. Yeah. So, even shopping and go see friends, everything.
Yeah.
Like you would like to do it here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see that there are infrastructures being built? And do you think they are meaningless? They have a meaning? Do they represent maybe a construction for a whole city, a future bike city or soft mobility city? Or do you think it's like scattered around? And do you feel lost sometimes here? What do you feel? It's the most annoying thing or most annoying things for you when you cycle around, in or out of a lane, of a bike lane. Tell us about your experiences.
Yeah, I find the most difference is that the mindset of people that are driving a car. They don't expect a bicycle.
To hear.
When I was back to Belgium for Christmas, I had to drive with my car, and first thing that I went out, I saw a bicycle, and then like each street again, I saw a bicycle and a bicycle and a bicycle. But here, I think the most difference or the most thing that have to change is the mindset of people. So like, you don't have to take every time your car if you want to go to the city or to go to the university. My family went visiting me here in Aveiro, and they also went to the university, and they were saying like, there are so less bicycles here. You only see cars and parking lots, and that's all what you can see. And if you would compare it to Belgium, the only thing you can see are bicycles and standing like a whole parking with bicycles. And they were also seeing that difference. So it was not just only us, I guess, but also my family, so it's more
different generations and different kind of views, yeah. Right? I think, in my opinion, I think you maybe you'll share the same opinion. It's a nice city to bike. It's still a car city, as you said. Maybe, maybe it will change in the future, but has a lot to go. Did you have some misfortune while you were here, even verbally with someone? Did you have some kind of a bummer situation with someone driving a car?
With a bicycle and a car?
Yeah. Like you cycling and you have a lot, well, maybe really fear, okay, it's not I'm gonna crash, it's not I'm gonna fall.
Yeah.
Like, are they gonna stop?
Yeah.
Or not?
Yeah, if you pass a road, like, are they gonna stop or not? And also, like, so if we had one experience at the university that a car wants to go right, but we were a bicycle there, and she didn't saw us for like at all, so she just passed like thing, and that was a risk, like
she wasn't looking, she didn't expect any bikes.
So your attention here, your prevention here, it's a little different from back home in Belgium. You feel more free there.
Yeah,
so it's the mindset too.
And in Ghent, our city, you often don't bike alone. Like when you go to the university, sometimes you bike together with 20, 30, 50 students on the road, one way to the university.
It's impossible to go alone.
And then a car has to be paying attention for it.
Maybe that's what's missing here. Well, I feel a lot because here, I feel very happy when I find someone cycling. Look, there's a cyclist. And I try to catch him and go, hello. So the main differences that you have on the notes too, are those of the security, of the infrastructures, of the bike lanes, of the even the sidewalks and going up and down. And what about the laws? The laws of going around. Did you find some big differences?
Yes, but first of all, I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Like, when there is a sign that it's forbidden to drive in this direction of the street, like it's with a sign. Is this also for bicycles?
Yes, unfortunately, it is.
And then my second question is why?
Because we are treated like a vehicle, a normal vehicle in the road. You have to, well, officially, you have to get out of the bike, put the bike on the sidewalk, and go walking till you find, well, a road that it's your way. Okay?
Okay.
It's real, real difficult because cars will bump into you, not respecting you. Even if you are a bike, even if you are a person, even if you are like 10 times or 100 times less weight there.
But like you experienced, it's still possible for a bike to go in that direction because a bike is not so big as a car. And there is a simple solution for that. Because in Belgium, of course, we have the same sign. But under the sign, there is a board.
Except
bicycles. Everywhere.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
So easy, and it's a little one.
Yeah, it's just a whiteboard underneath it. So,
that's a question I have for you. What do you, forgetting all the problems and the security problems here and there, what do you love most in your two-wheeled life? Because some people use it just for weekends with their kids, with their friends. But some people, like us, use it like their vehicle. I want to know what drives you to cycle and to be a supporter of that, and what makes you love it, if you love it, of course. I think you love it. What gives you the wow?
Okay. I think for me, is it as well. a moment of relax moment. Like, okay, you're doing something and you're sporting, more or less, but you're also going from one place to another place. But it's also, at that time, for me, it's also relaxing. Like, I can just, yeah, I'm just bicycle, so I'm bicycle. So it's more or less for me, yeah, I don't know how to say it, but relaxation, and you can do, if you think about stuff, it's just like, okay, no, I don't have to think about it. I just with my bicycle, and I can just ride my bicycle from one place to another place, and then, yeah.
It's fast. You don't have to wait to take your bike. You don't have any traffic jams.
No. It's easy.
Yeah?
It's easy. And actually, what I was thinking, like, in Belgium, it's really, parents support you to go by bicycle to school. And it gives you autonomous and...
Since when?
Since...
Do you cycle your bike?
When I was alone to go by bike, I was 11 or 12. And it gives you more autonomous as a younger people, because you can drive a car. So if you want to do something with your friends, or you want to do, you have to go to school, you have to go, then you have to pick your bike, take your bike with you. And yeah.
Tell us about your bikes in Belgium. Or did you bring them?
No.
Your bikes, how are they?
Like, how are they now, or in general?
Yeah, do they have a name?
No.
Some people use a name. The color, the kind of bike you like, or bikes you have.
They don't have a name, but they can get a special number for free from the police.
Oh.
So that if your bike gets stolen, they can track your bike.
Yeah.
And that's for free.
Okay. About the freedom that the bike gives you, what do you do with it on your hobbies, on your free time?
You can bike with friends, and then you can talk while biking. And I was also in the youth movement. So we play games with other children, and if they are old enough, you can play games while using the bike, like give them a photo from a place in the city, and they need to get there as fast as possible with their bike. And yeah, then you can go much further than if you only can go by foot.
Yeah,
so that's an example.
I have no example, but I have like I know like my sister really has a connection with her bike. Like my father once, something was broken with her bike, and he repaired it to it, and my sister was so mad at him, like, no, it's my bike, and it's normal that my bike is old and it has to make noise and it has to be cracked and not beautiful and stuff like that. Like, yeah, this bike indeed. So I know for some people they have meaning. Like, I know my sister has a really connection with her bike, and I have it as well. Like, you don't have to touch my bike. Like, if I, if it's broken, okay, it's broken, but it still works, so it's okay.
I really understand your sister, because this is my bike.
Okay.
And it's older than my parents, maybe. I don't know. And it's really, really cool. And I ask you, for us to end this, do you have a message that you can send to the world, to our listeners, and also to Mother Nature, if you want to. We have a role, or we play a role doing this cycling. Do you have anything to say to someone?
Can it be about Aveiro?
Yes. Everything.
So, the first thing I noticed in Aveiro is that it's a colorful city, but it needs more color on the street. Like, it's the biking paths or strips, they should be red, like visible, and especially on the roundabouts. Because
yeah,
also, like you said, sometimes I feel like I'm a car, or you're treated like a car, but you're not, you're a biker. So yeah, just a little more color on the streets would be a huge difference, I think.
Yeah, and as well for a bicycle person, a person who that rides her bike, has to wear some color, like to be safe and the cars can see them
physically.
But roundabouts are very, very dangerous. Like, I have experience with it here in Aveiro, and it's really
yeah, it's fearful.
Yeah, it's very fearful because but I have a message? Ride a bicycle, it's nice, just do it.
Perfect. Now I have something for you. We like to finish the session always with these objects.
Okay.
Because you are too, we have to put the finger here,
okay.
Both of you, and press at the same time, okay?
Yeah.
And then we will end this.
Okay.
Thank you, and well, keep on riding.
You're
be happy. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
One, go. Two, three. Funny.
O Raio de Histórias despede-se a sonhar com realidades de outros sítios, mas não impossíveis de aplicar junto de nós, embora ainda com um grande caminho pela frente. E é por isso que a Ciclaveiro também existe, para ajudar nesse caminho e transição. Para saberem mais, consultem www.ciclaveiro.pt. Projetos, serviços, agenda, ciclodicas e informações sobre a associação. The Thing é a música que nos acompanha até ao fim do episódio, mais uma saída do forno de BW Colors. Por último, um agradecimento à Alina, à Brit e ao Pedro. Nós marcamos encontro no próximo Raio de Histórias com uma aventureira que adora a sua van e bike, como ela diz, e que não consegue parar de viajar, inclusive de trotinete. Visitou a casa de bicicleta na passada noite de 28 de janeiro para vir contar um pouco da sua vida a duas rodas e não só. E o Raio de Histórias aproveitou logo. Façam-nos chegar as vossas opiniões, sugestões, pedidos e dúvidas, cá estaremos para responder. Daqui, despedimos-nos. Eu sou o Ivo e desejo-vos trajetos seguros, passeios suaves. Obrigado e até à próxima. Raio de Histórias, uma produção sonora da Ciclaveiro onde se abrem as portas da Casa da Bicicleta a vidas em cima de duas rodas, a histórias sobre uma paixão que nos deixa voar mais alto e nos traz uma enorme paz. As ideias, os projetos, os desafios do futuro, com um olhar sobre as cidades e a questão da mobilidade. Os sons das correntes, das campainhas, das buzinas que nos ligam e o desfrutar de um tempo sem tempo definido, com um guiador que nos leva a lugar incerto. Esse lugar é aqui. Ajuste o seu selim e deixe-se ficar. Está na hora de sentir o vento na cara e de bicicletas falar.